Our next story requires a cursory understanding of the term emo. Emo is a style of indie rock. It's also a way to describe urban tribes of emo youth around the world, their fashion, their attitude, their music. But now there's a backlash against emo. It's especially severe in Mexico. There have even been attacks against emo kids there. Joseph Contreras writes about the violence in the current issue of Spin magazine. The story is called Pánico en el Disco. Contreras says one cause of the anti-emo attacks is homophobia.
While many emo kids are heterosexual, there are quite a few who are bisexual or gay or lesbian. And part of it is just macho teenagers and young people wanting to vent their anti-gay prejudice. Part of it is a sense that the emos have cherry-picked certain aspects of other urban tribes' music, fashion tastes, and that they really don't have any kind of original musical or fashion sensibility. And I think, finally, it's just blowing steam since time immemorial. You've had kids forming into gangs and targeting other kids who dress differently, think differently, and listen to different kinds of music.
Tell me about one Mexican emo kid you met, Joseph, and why they thought they were being attacked. And maybe you can tell us, too, what kind of led them to this rather dark, dour culture.
Well, one of the kids, in fact, the one who I lead the story off with is named Nayeli. And she's 15 years old, a little thing, couldn't be more than 5 feet and weighing more than 100 pounds. And she was going to a subway stop last March, and she suddenly heard from behind her someone yell, "Emo." And the next thing she knew, six youngsters had pounced on her and started kicking her and beating her. And the only explanation that she could come up with for being attacked was her particular style of dress. She had a pink ribbon in her hair. She was wearing slip-on Van sneakers, and she had a tress of hair covering one eye. In her case, I think what drew her to the emos is that she tended towards depression. She had slashed her wrists a couple times, and even her musical taste coincided with those of her newfound friends and comrades.
And on the other side, you interviewed some people who expressed pretty vicious sentiments against emos. Why do you think emos seem to trigger so much hatred?
Well, in the case of one so-called metalero, metalhead, he raised the whole issue of their alleged copycatting of fashion tastes from other youth groups in Mexico. A couple of the kids who also took a dim view of emos mentioned their apolitical nature as another characteristic that irritated and angered them. A lot of it, though, I think, again, was kids identifying peers who were smaller than them, somewhat effeminate, and they decided to vent their machismo on them.
I mean, it's interesting. Homophobia, as you know, talk, does seem to be kind of the source of a lot of this anger toward the emos in Mexico. But it's curious, sitting here in the Northeast United States, that the confrontation has really developed around a cultural grammar that is not Mexican, but essentially imported from the U.S. and the U.K.
Well, yeah, and that shows the reach of globalization. In the last 15 years, a lot of foreign influences have taken root in Mexico. Young Mexicans are every bit as au fait with the internet, with text messaging, with high-definition TV as any of their North American or Western European counterparts, and it's another symptom of how truly global youth culture's reach is today.
Joseph Contreras in Mexico City wrote the story Pánico en el Disco about recent anti-emo violence in Mexico. It's in the latest issue of Spin magazine, and we have a link to it on our website, theworld.org. Joseph, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.